ready, you guys, for... coming up in a second. Everybody get their Does That Make Me Crazy ready if you can come up with one. If not, that's fine. I know we've been doing a long time. If you did one every week, you really would be crazy.
Like I'm scraping now.
We have a new website here with the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show. It's called makesyoucooler.com. Now, you've seen music that makes you cooler. Makesyoucooler.com now has a section for iPhone apps.
Yep.
Apps that make you cooler.
I am fascinated by this because I am spending far more on apps than I am music now.
Are you really?
I am. It's
well,
crazy.
Some of the apps are so expensive.
Yeah.
Like $5.99 for just a tiny app, and then you don't like it a week later.
I know. Right.
I've been buying a lot of shows for my iPad.
See, that's smart.
And then I have that Apple TV, so I can play it through my iPad, through the
Where'd you get that?
Christmas.
Thank you, Kid Santa.
Sorry, I was just... pandering a little bit. I'm going to demonstrate
an
app to you.
For my printer.
The fax machine is sitting at my front door. We'll take it back together and get you something you like. I'm going to demonstrate an app to you guys coming up, and I will never show you an app if I don't love it. I'm going to demonstrate an app to you where you can do what you're about to hear yourself in 10 seconds. Okay? That's how long, off the top of my head.
But I can't do it if I don't have an iPhone, right?
You got to have an iPhone, or there might be a Droid app for this. I don't know. You certainly can't do it on a BlackBerry. I'm pretty sure about that.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Stupid BlackBerry.
Take a listen to this.
Love my BlackBerry.
JC. I walked into my office, recorded this, brought it in, didn't I?
You actually did it a little bit out here. You're like, I got, just do something in your head.
I'm talking about beats and verses. Okay.
And then he went in his office and did this.
Yeah, here it is.
I've been looking for a girl like you.
It's me singing.
And I wish, girl, you were looking for me too. But you don't want me around, you don't want me around. No, you don't want me around.
Did you auto-tune it so
much? We all long for a love so true. But you don't want me around.
There you go.
Wow.
That took 10 seconds.
Why did you auto-tune it so much?
No, it auto-tunes it for you.
I didn't auto-tune
it. To match their
tune. That's the whole app, I guess.
I'm going to demonstrate this on the air in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I want to do it right now so bad. My ADD is so bad, I'm going to do it right now.
But we're not doing it in this break.
Can I do it right now?
So I
nope.
This is Does That Make Me Crazy?
Save you from yourself.
No. You said you were going to tease it, and then we're going to do it later.
No, we have all these people waiting to give us their crazy.
Okay.
And they want to know if they're crazy.
What if I do a quick song about being
crazy? No, kid.
We have a whole break for it coming up.
I'm like the five-year-old in the car. It's all McDonald's.
Right. Yeah. You're like the kid that
does... Pull over, Bobby!
You don't want to get off the Xbox.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this app. I'll tell you what it is in the next break. Or I can tell you now and demonstrate.
No!
All right.
Rain it in, dude.
Who's got it? Does that make me crazy for the show? Anybody?
I'm not crazy.
I think I got one.
I can't think of any
crazy. Got nothing. JC's got one.
I always have one, I guess.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You're crazy.
I try to judge the room before I play my air instrument to see what the room might like. So if I see a room full of people that might like drummers, I'll do the air drum while I'm listening to my iPod. But if I look at girls and they they might like the guitar player, I'll do the air guitar.
Oh, my God.
Does that make me crazy?
You want to give the audience what they want.
Yeah. I just want to please people at the airport.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, mine's more creepy than crazy.
Well, we would expect that from you at this point.
Yeah.
That's kind of who you are, Creepy Jenna.
Well, I like to give my dog deep tissue massages.
Oh, no.
Deep tissue? He lays there.
Doesn't that hurt?
And I like to. He knows. I move down the back and on the hind quarters.
Al, if your joke involves the word happy, I don't want to hear it.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes! Deep actually, no, it doesn't.
My dog's like,
we massage the dog.
Deep tissue, though. Yeah. Jumping off the bed's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, we got some that have been written in here. Let's see if you guys can give us a verdict on these, because we are now accredited by the National Psychiatric Group of the Psychiatric Doctors Association.
DSM-4.
Which one on the internet?
When I make a bowl of popcorn, I pick out and eat the yellowest ones first, because I know they have the most butter on them. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes you really smart.
But aren't you going to get them anyway at some point?
Yeah, but you want to eat the butteriest ones first while they're still hot.
Okay, gotcha.
Because then you get
sick. Let me tell you something else is good. I'm going to give you a little tip. Right after you microwave the popcorn, take some marshmallows and throw in there, and they kind of melt a little bit.
Oh,
tasty treat.
Popcorn? Huh.
Wow. Here's some more white trash recipe from Kelly Raspberry.
Marshmallows on top of
buttery marshmallows.
And then if you got a dead squirrel, oh, man, it's going to be great.
You put some marshmallows on your freshly microwave popcorn.
No, thank you.
Call me tomorrow.
Kid, when you only eat once every 4 days.
Yeah, that's true. Kid, before my son's Pee Wee football game, we all say a prayer and hold hands and ask the good Lord to take care of our little ones and protect them from injury. And the minute we say amen, I grab my son by the face mask and tell him to tear the quarterback apart. Does that make me crazy?
good dad.
Yeah.
Or mom.
Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us safe. Now go out there and kill it,
but not the other kids.
All right, kid. When I go under a street light, I have to repeat to myself, green means go. Green means go. Green means go. Until I'm completely through the light. Does that make me crazy?
OCD.
Yeah.
You actually have a disorder known as obsessive compulsive disorder. That's what you got. To the phone. Hello, Wendy.
Inside my head, I have a competition going between my baby and my best friend's baby. Does that make me crazy? Mm,
that makes you a mom.
What competition? What's it all about?
Yeah.
What they do first, who walks first, who talks first,
yes.
Who's here. Yes.
Oh, yes, really? Mine's sitting up first and trying to crawl first.
So yeah, you're winning.
Trying to crawl first.
And she's a day younger than her.
Yep. That's just the way it is.
One day. You moms are brutal, man.
Well, at least
can't
you're winning.
Can't help it. It's innate.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on?
You're up. Go.
Hey, when I take my socks off at night, I sniff them to make sure my feet don't stink. Does that make me crazy?
Makes you gross.
Make sure die, dude. Make
yeah,
sure
we all
die.
Sniff
Jason,
our socks.
I think you sniff them because you know they do stink, and you want to sniff that. That's what I think.
No, they don't stink. And that way I can do something about it. I'm trying to do a preemptive strike.
Okay, yeah, well, in that case, you're all good. All right, cool.
He's one step away from eating boogers.
Nice to have really? Nice to have a rational man on the show right there. Not crazy at all. All right, who's up? Hey, Zach.
Hey, anytime I hear what I consider to be exceptionally good news, no matter where I'm at work, the courthouse, the store, I channel my inner Ric Flair and yell out a big woo. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, wow.
No, that makes you white.
Woo! Makes you a white guy.
Makes you a white guy, dude.
Woo-hoo! Just a wrestling fan.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm giving props to him for being, like, well-rehearsed on that. You got that thing right out perfect. Hey, Whitney, you're up.
Hey, I only eat off plastic silverware, even at fancy, nice restaurants, and even at my own house.
Oh, well, at your own house.
Whoa, hold on, Kelly. You take her to the nicest French restaurant in town, and she's going to eat on plastic.
I'd be embarrassed.
Is it a hygiene thing or a metal on teeth?
Well, it's a hygiene thing. I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and I'm bad germaphobe. And it's embarrassing, especially at nice restaurants when the waitresses look at me weird, but my thing. It's
my
business.
I want you to talk this out, okay? Close your eyes and talk this out with me and just tell me what you're feeling when I say this. Okay, Whitney, I have a fork in my hand. I have some mashed potatoes on it. I am lifting it up towards your mouth. It's a silver fork, stainless steel. You're opening your mouth now. I'm putting the fork inside your mouth. Tell me what you're feeling.
I'm feeling pissed off, probably.
Do you carry plastic?
Silverware pisses you off.
Yeah.
You just carry around plastic silverware in your purse?
Yeah.
Yes, I carry just in case the restaurants don't have it. Wow. And sometimes I'll go to people's houses and they don't have plastic silverware, so I have to bring my own.
Man,
that's deep.
I can see some restaurants would be offended by that.
I don't care. I eat on plastic. I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Wow.
It just got to her one day. Do you drink out of disposable cups as well?
Yes, I only drink out of plastic cups. I won't drink out of glass bottles. Yeah. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Does this embarrass your husband?
Well, I'm dating a guy named Lee, and when we go out to restaurants, he gets a little aggravated at me.
Yeah.
He's like, my God, why don't you bring your own? Because he hates me to ask for it.
Yeah.
But hey, sometimes I forget, but he thinks it's stupid. But I mean, he understands too. I mean,
what a good guy.
I don't know if Whitney would ever be able to date Al Gore then.
Why is that?
Because
of the plastic, recycling,
ruining the planet.
Yeah. Caitlin.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You're up.
Oh, when I drive down the highway, I look for dead bodies on the side of the road. Does that make me crazy?
We hear that a lot. There's like 10,000 people doing that, apparently.
Very common one. You're crazy, but common.
You are crazy, but you're in a large group of crazy people.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What's up?
When I
when I watch TV shows, I try to transcribe what they're saying as quick as they say it on my imaginary keyboard. Does that make you crazy?
So you're doing the transcript for all the shows.
I am.
That's very, very useful.
Just trying to be a stenographer.
Well played.
It's just I think it's a little competition you set up with yourself, because you do wonder how can those people keep up that fast when they're typing.
Right.
But isn't it a computer doing it? Voice recognition computer at this point?
Put me up on the screen there, will you?
Yes.
Yeah, they do use voice recognition now.
And they get it so wrong sometimes it's funny.
Yeah. All right. Does that make me crazy lines? We have to decide on her. Is she crazy? I say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, no.
Kelly, I thought I might demonstrate this. Have you ever done anything like that?
I actually have at the gym, riding on a stationary bike or board and the closed captions on. So I'm actually typing along to the closed caption thing, and then I realized it was a computer and not probably a person doing it because they got it really wrong. Unless you sometimes see it hit a backspace. I've actually seen where the closed transcript backspace, and fixes it. So that's got to be a real person, right?
You would think so. I mean, I see it when I'm at the gym.
Slow down.
And when.
Okay, stop.
Oh.
All right. Jenna, would you be so kind as. Oh.
You
forgot to put it up.
Yeah, hold on. I have to Control A, select all, Control C.
Copy.
Yeah, I need to paste that into like something, and we'll have Jenna read that.
Put it on Facebook.
See if it makes any sense. All right, Jenna, ready to read this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
I actually have at the gym riding on a stationary bike. You're bored, and I'm actually typing along, and I realize it's a computer. Then I have actually seen where the backspace fixes it.
That's all I got.
Well, you got the summary.
That wasn't bad.
And I type 600 words a minute.
No, you don't.
I don't.
I think you only have like one or two misspellings in there.
All right. I did really good at typing class, though.
I did too.
Oh, man, I own typing.
How'd you do at grammar?
I was so excited when I could type without looking at the keyboard. Don't make fun of his grammar. It's tough sometimes.
My grammar was thought
just to funny
be...
that he's bragging about typing and says I did really good.
Yeah. My grammar was thought to be among the goodest in the whole school.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
So in your face, Jenna, with your how's that grammar that you spoke of?
Of which you speak?
Yes, I'm wondering also. Kid Craddock in the morning, does that make me crazy? Hello?
Hey, whenever I have to park, I pull forward and have to be right between the lines. Does that make me crazy?
You have to park perfect, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Equal space on either side.
Yeah.
Yes, and I have to pull all the way forward, facing out.
Wow. Are you back yet?
Oh, you're a backer inner.
Mm-hmm.
Are you black?
No, I come straight forward.
Oh, okay.
Are you black?
No, she comes straight forward out.
Yeah.
I'm white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think more black people back in than white people.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a stereotype we can all agree on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dude thing.
I'm kidding. I don't.
Dude with
I've never
trust.
Noticed that.
Guys with trust like to back it in.
Leslie, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I have imaginary sisters in my head while...
Hold it. Okay.
She has imaginary sisters in her head.
Okay, start over. You have imaginary sisters in your head.
No, imaginary competitors in my head while I'm changing diapers or doing chores or anything. Does that make me crazy?
To complete the task more quickly than the imaginary competitors?
Yes, I hate doing it, so I try to do it so fast.
That's awesome.
Yes, you're crazy. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and
you're playing beat the clock.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I used to do that a lot as a kid and kind of outgrew it, the beat the clock thing. I wonder if I can wash my face and turn the light off before the imaginary clock runs out and I don't even know how much time's on it.
Man, we did so much as a kid to entertain ourselves. And it was great. It was like life was so good.
Yeah.
Now we don't have time for any of that cool stuff.
I had a make-believe brother and everything.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. He was abducted, JC, and beheaded. I apologize.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen my make-believe brother in a long time.
Wow.
All right.
Dark.
Ernesto. That was his name.
Mike, you are on Does That Make Me Crazy? You get the last word. Go.
How you doing? Well, does this make me crazy, kid? I heard you do a horse noise the other week, and I've been spending all day and all night practicing it. Now I'm outside of your apartment in the horse outfit. Would you come outside so I can do it with you?
You really have been... It's not a horse sound, first of all. It's a helicopter. Get it right.
The kid is crazy. To him, it's a horse.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he did it right. Do it again.
Do it.
Let me hear it, Mike.
Let me hear that. No, that's just way too much.
Oh, I don't know.
Way too much lips and left cheek.
Way too much lips. Oh,
yeah. Get some of the lips out of that.
Sorry,
call me back in the morning.
But keep the suit.
Listen how clean it is.
It does sound like a horsey.
It's clean, though.
JC's ruining it with his own noise.
JC, please stop.
He can't help
himself.
Can my cheek not have the attention once?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's clean right there. Yeah, that's clean.
You're not
that's
hard to clean.
Never met another human that could do it just like that. Not saying it's great, just never met anybody else who could do that.
Yours was like a gross fart.
It was like an old lady fart.
JC does it. It's all sloppy and messy.
Yeah, same guy.
Makes everybody all wet.
Get chronic in the morning.
All right. Ready.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, coming up.
I no longer have time to tell you about the cool app.
All right.
We'll do Showbiz Top 5 though next. What's up, Kelly?
Charlie Sheen didn't show up for work yesterday.
No way.
Oh, maybe
he's got
he was
really good excuse.